McCarthy aligned Super PAC makes $125 million ad buy ahead of November. By Jacob Bliss on April 28, 2022. The Kevin McCarthy aligned Super PAC, Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF, announced on Thursday it will be booking $125 million in TV ad reservations across 48 media markets around the county. Ahead of November, when the Republicans are looking to take back the House majority from the Democrats. The Super PAC, which has been supported by the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and the rest of the Republican leadership in the House, will use the $125 million in ad time for television and streaming platforms as its first wave of reservations. The first wave of reservations will span 48 media markets and as many as 46 congressional districts across the country, according to the press release. The group's reservation shows just how much Republican groups want to win back the House while spending an astonishing $125 million. There is palpable energy for retiring Speaker Pelosi and winning a House majority behind leader Kevin McCarthy, which is a testament to that, said CLF President Dan Constan. The first reserves are heavily offensive, with $111 million booked in Democrat-held seats while only $14 million will be used on Republican-held seats. With the purchase, this will be CLF's largest to date ad buy, which is three times larger than its first round of ad buys places in the 2020 cycle, when they only used $43 million. Our reserves are a significant down payment on the firepower we'll need to win and elect tremendous GOP candidates across the country, Constan added. We're pressing deep into Democrat territory to elect the largest possible majority this fall. CLF's ad reservations are for $15 million in Las Vegas, $8.1 million in Phoenix, $7.3 million in Philadelphia, $4.4 million in New York. Includes $1.9 million for NY18 and $2.5 million for NJ07, $6.3 million in Boston, $6.2 million in Los Angeles. Includes $1.7 million for CA45, $1.8 million for CA27, $1.8 million for CA47 and $600,000 for CA40. $6.1 million in Raleigh-Durham. $5 million in San Antonio. Includes $2.2 million in TX15 and $3.9 million for TX28. $4.9 million in Minneapolis-St. Paul. $4.4 million in Denver. $4.2 million in Washington, D.C. $4 million in Detroit. $3.9 million in Seattle-Tacoma. $3.6 million in Fresno-Visalia. Includes $3 million for CA-22 and $1.6 million for CA-13. $3.3 million in Portland, Oregon. $2.5 million in Kansas City. $2.3 million in Norfolk. $2.2 million in Cleveland. $2.2 million in Grand Rapids. $2.1 million in Pittsburgh. $1.75 million in Hartford. $1.7 million in Lansing. $1.7 million in Tucson. $1.6 million in San Diego. $1.4 million in Tampa. $1.4 million in Portland, Auburn. $1.3 million in Cincinnati. $1.3 million in Omaha. $1.1 million in Albuquerque. $1.1 million in Bangor. $1.1 million in Davenport. $1.1 million in Wilkes-Barre. $1 million in Bakersfield. $975,000 in Des Moines. $975,000 in Greenville. $875,000 in Peoria. $785,000 in Flint. $750,000 in Binghamton. $705,000 in Toledo. $680,000 in Harlingen. $645,000 in Albany. $540,000 in El Paso. $495,000 in Rockford. $390,000 in La Crosse-Eau Claire. $375,000 in Laredo. $345,000 in Utica. $333,000 in Wausau. $240,000 in Presque Isle. The Hassu Republican, while on the offense, only has to net gain 5 seats to win the majority back in the lower chamber. Currently, there have already been 31 Democrats that announced they would not be seeking re-election in the Hassu, also giving the Republicans an upper hand in some cases, which could be the reason for some of the media advice. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.